This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. They signed it, but they do not all agree yet on what to call it. Trump calls the new trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada the USMCA. It is important to Trump to differentiate it from NAFTA, which he told his base was a horrible trade deal. Trudeau, who very begrudgingly signed it, is calling it the new NAFTA. Trump also called it groundbreaking. Mexico supported it because it wasn't so groundbreaking as to derail the Mexican economy. It called for higher wages in Mexico, and their new leftist president, Obrador, is good with that. Mexico wants this deal and was extraordinarily careful with Trump as he manufactured the latest border crisis. They cooperated more than they ever had before on border issues to keep him happy, knowing that his displeasure could blow up the deal for the USMCA. Mexico will call it whatever Trump wants. The USMCA wasn't so groundbreaking as to materially change NAFTA rules for the ag sector. Tariffs in NAFTA were zero, and they are zero in the USMCA. There was an adjustment to the Canadian milk tariff on Class 7 that is minor overall. The USMCA will not make up for all the losses caused by the counter tariffs on U.S. commodities such as pork and cheese that are ongoing because of the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum that are left in place. Most would have thought that when signing a breakthrough trade deal that existing tariffs would sunset as a result of it. Trump claimed to have imposed these tariffs on Canada and Mexico to get them to negotiate on NAFTA. A deal on NAFTA should have, but has not, prompted him to drop the tariffs, so the counter tariffs on U.S. goods go away. Until they do, the U.S. ag sector is still worse off than before. What exactly it takes for Trump to eliminate these tariffs is not clear. Mexico and Canada went ahead with the USMCA despite the other tariffs. Politico says that Canada did not agree to some of the text relative to their dairy industry, and Canadian farmers did not want Trudeau to sign it. Canada in particular is not happy with it, but feels it was forced on them. They were right. There were a couple of breakthrough issues in the USMCA. One was that it gives Mexico and Canada protection if Trump goes ahead with tariffs on foreign auto imports as threatened. In theory, at least, USMCA trading partners would be exempted from new auto tariffs. Trump has threatened to impose a 25% tariff on European and Japanese auto imports and a 40% tariff on Chinese auto imports. Auto industries are fully integrated, so how well that Canada and Mexico would be protected would be tested. They could still be hurt indirectly by them. The other groundbreaking provision in the USMCA is that any future trade agreements negotiated by Canada and Mexico with others has to clear U.S. approval, or we can blow up the deal. Both countries have updated their other trade agreements, so it should not be an issue for a while. Friday's signing of the USMCA is still just symbolic. The date was determined by the changeover to the new administration in Mexico from Nieto to President Obrador. The pact still requires U.S. congressional approval, and that means that politics is a problem to it being consummated. It'll be taken up by the new Congress, where the Dems control the House, who are trying to get to the good side of workers in the United States, having lost their political constituency to Trump. They're going to want to sound more pro-labor than Trump, so we'll demagogue against ratifying the USMCA. It at least becomes a bargaining chip for them to use as leverage with Trump. The bottom line here is that Friday's signing of the USMCA is just another step toward the finish line rather than crossing it. Calling it a truly groundbreaking achievement is just another expression of hype by the president. Nothing is ever finished with Trump until it is finished, and this trade deal is not finished until Trump drops existing tariffs and Congress approves it. Jared Kushner did get his medal, the Order of the Aztec Eagle from Mexico, in appreciation for his help negotiating the USMCA. Trump will be jealous. Those following Trump's prolific comments relative to the weekend summit dinner with Xi Jinping would have necks that swivel by now. They've been all over the place and back. If Trump leans one way hard, he usually ends up going the other. While a lot of basic preparation has been done by underlings, Trump will go with his gut as to how he feels at the moment. Depending on specifics, markets will give their gut reaction Sunday night. There will be a thumbs up or a thumbs down, but there will also be angles and nuances in between. Trump says he is open to a deal with China, but frankly likes the deal that we have now, meaning he likes the tariffs that he has imposed on China, with more threatened. China will only relent on their tariffs on U.S. soybeans if they can get something very material from it from Trump. My decision of what to plant next year could be impacted by the result of the trade talks this weekend. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.